WTAW News Time is 6:05 at 69 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Good morning, I'm Patrick Zeinert. More than 300 special needs students in the College Station and Bryan School Districts taking an online version of the STAR standardized test have been affected by a statewide software glitch. Bryan ISD says difficulties for about 40 students taking the exam yesterday included being logged off, losing their electronic place when they left and tried to resume, trouble logging in, and answers not being saved. Bryan Associate Superintendent Barbara Ibotta says for students taking the online 4th or 7th grade writing assessment, which are not required for promotion, she thinks the state will not count those scores in the district's calculations.
The good thing about that particular situation is there's absolutely no promotion harm or no standard harm to the child, and that would be what we'd want to see. We'd want to see that there's no repercussions to the child as a result of not having completed that test because of the online environment.
For those taking online 5th and 8th grade math and English 1, which are required for promotion, Ibotta anticipates the state will allow affected students to retake those tests in May. In College Station, the software problems affected 279 students. That includes 22 who do not know if their tests were accepted by the new testing company. Last month, the College Station City Council awarded a construction contract for one of the projects approved by voters 8 years ago. Tomorrow night's council agenda includes two more contracts related to the 2008 bond issue.
There's a contract for nearly $1 million to design the extension of Lakeway Drive from Rock Prairie to Fitch. That's part of an overall budget of more than $15 million. City's still in the design phase of an addition and remodeling of the Larry J. Ringler Library. Tomorrow's council agenda includes a $727,000 contract to a firm that will design, bid, and administer the construction. 8 years ago, voters approved more than $4 million for the library expansion. 6 weeks ago, the council approved a $2.1 million construction contract for additions at Lick Creek Park's Nature Center, something which is expected to be finished this fall. City officials say a four-year delay from approving the design to getting it built was due to installing a water line to provide adequate fire protection. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
While Texas A&M officials are still considering where handguns will and won't be allowed on campus, a task force at Texas Tech has come up with recommendations. At Tech, students with a concealed handgun license and living in designated campus residences will secure and store their weapons so it's not accessible by anyone but the permit holder. Firearms at Tech would be banned from designated research laboratories, approved performance venues, the Student Recreation Center, campus chapel, any location where professional counseling services are provided, spaces used for activities or camps attended by minors, and any university event where alcohol is being served legally. Hundreds of Bryan College Station businesses will be seeing volunteers tomorrow as part of the 8th annual Chamber Day.
We've got over 150 volunteers this year, so we're going to try to hit about 900 businesses. We're going to walk in there. We're going to tell them thank you for doing business in Bryan College Station. We're going to thank you for employing people here.
Chamber of Commerce Vice President Glenn Brewer also says volunteers will be collecting from business owners any problems, issues, or concerns they may have. Chamber Day wraps up with a business after-hours event at the CHI St. Joseph Health Campus in South College Station tomorrow from 5:30 until 7:30. WTAW News Time is 6:08. It's 69 degrees. You can text us your news tips, photos, and videos to 979-695-1620. More news coming up at 6:30 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zeinert, Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
Coffee in the morning for some people is a very serious thing. Without it, they're groggy and grumpy for the early part of their day. If you're one of these people, you can appreciate the value of a good cup of coffee. If you're the boss of these people, you can appreciate Twin City Coffee Service. For over 25 years, you've counted on Twin City Coffee to provide the best coffee and filtrated water service in the Brazos Valley. Call Mike or Troy to see how they can help you enhance your break station with their refreshing coffee, tea, and filtrated water. Call 779-3928. Twin City Coffee Service.
Good morning. It's 6:09. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast brought to you this morning by Skyline Communications, in business for your business since 1981 with two-way radios and paging service. Call Skyline Communications at 775-2929.
Cloudy and breezy today with temperatures approaching 80. As the day goes on, a storm to our north will help showers and thunderstorms develop. Some could become quite strong. Showers and thunderstorms are possible tonight, lows 60 to 65. Tomorrow it's going to become partly sunny, highs will reach 75 to 80. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy, 50 to 55. Partial sunshine for Friday, highs Friday afternoon, 70 to 75. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Kevin O'Connor. We'll take a look at your sports here in just a bit with the number one baseball team in the land on the road last night to Houston. We'll get you caught up with Aggie baseball. National Association of Basketball coaches put two Aggies on the All-Star team. Plus, we'll have more from the world of sports coming up about 6:50.
James Adam Sherlin.
Three names can't be good.
Ringgold, Georgia. When the sheriff's department served a warrant on him.
I was right.
Yep. They found him in the share. Well, thinking that was safe, Deputy Keith Cantrell went inside the bathroom.
That's, occupied.
Yeah. Well, that's when James pulled his gub.
Oh.
The two men wrestled, and the deputy's fingertip was shot off.
Wow.
He says, very unusual that someone would have a pistol stored in the shower with them. So that, I think, that was pretty unexpected. Faces attempted murder of a police officer along with all the other charges that got him a warrant. Attaboy, his mama's prayer.
Now he can take all the showers he wants.
Yeah.
No, he can't.
Or doesn't want.
Once a week.
Why do you know that? Anyway,
I have watched the TV.
Oh, that's what it is.
Yeah, we don't know his middle name yet.
Jugo insinuating nothing.
A sandwich delivery driver in Florida went to extremes to make sure that food arrived freaky fast. The unidentified man caught on video delivering sandwiches for Jimmy John's on his bicycle. The clip shows him stopping at the railroad tracks while the train passes. Then suddenly throws the bike over his shoulder and climbs over the moving train to get to the other side.
Goodness.
Wow. I don't know. Is he employee of the month or I'm not sure. Elizabeth Scott, who owns several Jimmy John's restaurants in the area, says she does not condone the behavior. She says employees are expected to obey all traffic laws and make deliveries in a safe and timely manner for themselves, as well as for the people on the road. Says she's investigating the video, speaking with employees. Couple of thoughts. Go ahead.
No, that battalion paper on campus. Yeah. They have sort of annual things that come up. Something that comes up every year. And mm-hmm. For a while, until they installed those gates, it was students crawling under stop trains.
Oh yeah.
Before they finished the one-el.
I know. That's well. And again, if you're going to do something stupid and something bad happens, that's nobody's fault but your own.
That's Darwinism.
Yeah, it is. But at what point did he go, oh, that train is moving slowly enough that I could actually throw the bike over my shoulders and climb over and then down the other side?
We got a lot of info.
Patient.
And then as you climb on, you got to walk down so you can get back to the road, right? Because you don't want to end up in a bar ditch with your bicycle and your sandwiches.
Or get stuck on the moving cars and down the line.
Yeah. All that, and he probably got a 40-cent tip. Yeah. Great.
Should have been an Uber driver.
Uh-huh.
Around here, we like things big. Big football stadiums, big stakes, and big news. Like the news that cotton growers earn $81 more per acre planting FiberMax. Year after year, the high quality and high yield of FiberMax keeps delivering an average of $81 more per acre than the competition. So why bother with something unproven? Plant FiberMax and keep your wallet just the way you like it. Big. Talk to your favorite FiberMax retailer today. Always read and follow label instructions.
News Talk 1620, WTAW 614. We're almost done with March. I mean, it's time to start paying attention. The year's going to be over before we know it. It's April something or another. April 1st is coming up. Well, Friday, by the way. It's not an April Fool's joke. Tom and Chase will be with us on Friday. So we'll see. And you guys get to, sit back, take a short course. I mean, something like that. Just be right. Oh, I'll turn your microphone on now.
Poke them with sticks.
Yeah, you could do that. Yeah.
Ooh, I like that.
It's day 90. We're 90 days into the year. 276 of them to go. All right. Let's take a walk in a park day.
Done.
Grass is always browner on the other side. Browner.
What?
On the other side of the fence. That's what it says. I'm not. That's kind of a pessimistic point of view, isn't it? That's
maybe it's people trying to keep you from being led astray.
Okay. I'll go look that up when we start doing the birthdays. It's World Bipolar Day.
It's Pencil Day. That's because the actually the pencil with the eraser attached was introduced on this date. That's why.
There's a neat story written about that called iPencil.
What does that mean?
It, the premise is that there's not a single person in this world that can create a pencil.
It takes more than one person.
To mine the clay, to get the graphite, to harvest the wood, get the rubber.
It takes a village.
The metal for the ferrule.
It takes a village.
Yeah, maybe.
Wow, that's cool. Okay.
Well, 5 cent pencil. No one can do it.
That's right. I am in control day. You know what that is?
No.
That's Alexander Haig.
Oh.
Because this is the day that Reagan was shot. And
boy, that was such a big freak out when everybody's going, but he's really not in charge because he's not the next in line.
Yeah, well, if you remember, was it 7 days in May, the Rod Serling story about how Burt Lancaster is a general who takes over the country or tries to. And it's Manatee Day.
Oh.
Hey, hey. Well, I went to look up information.
On Browner Day?
Yeah, and they have nothing.
I think they're attributing it to pessimism.
That's what I thought. Yeah.
That's all it is.
Yeah. So anyway, so if somebody knows, that's fine. All right, birthdays.
Casey Scarborough from Sharknado, 26 years old. Country singer Thomas Rhett is 26. Richard Sherman from the Seattle Seahawks turns 28 today. Anna Nalick, the one-hit wonder, is 32. Her hit was Breathe. Katie Mixon is 35 from Mike and Molly in Eastbound and Down. Nora Jones, the singer, is 37.
Don't drive when you listen to her music. Not safe. Really like the music.
Yeah, but, no, great music.
But, you know, if it's supposed to get you up off the couch, that ain't going to make it.
Yeah, we don't play that one on Tuesdays.
We don't.
She's still married to Ryan Reynolds?
I don't know. You can look it up. If only there were.
I really don't care.
Yeah, see? Yeah, exactly.
That smacks of effort.
Yeah.
Celine Dion is 48. Piers Morgan is 51. I'll reserve comment. Tracy Chapman is 52. Ian Ziering is 52. Also in Sharknado.
Wow.
MC, yeah, two of them, same day. Mm. That must have been a big party on the Sharknado set.
Yeah, I betcha.
MC Hammer is 54. Paul Reiser.
Now, what is he called now? Is that what he's called? Is that right?
Uh-huh.
Okay. Hammer time.
Or
right?
It may be Reverend.
I don't know.
Because he is.
Oh, is he?
Yeah.
Well, good for him. All right.
Paul Reiser is 59. Actually, I think he married Vince Neil, now that I think of it. MC Hammer was the presided over Vince Neil, one of Vince Neil's weddings.
Ah, okay.
Paul Reiser's 59.
Who's Vince Neil?
Lead singer of Motley Crue.
Oh, well, of course, now that you say that. Okay, got it.
Paul Reiser, 59. Robbie Coltrane is 66. He's Hagrid in the Harry Potter film.
He's very funny. He's very popular in Great Britain.
Yes.
Not so much here, but he's a big deal over there.
Yep, yep. He is. Yep. Eric Clapton, the only person inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame 3 times. Solo, Yardbirds, and Cream. He is 71. Warren Beatty is 79. John Astin, who is 86. He plays Gomez Adams in the Adams Family. And he was one of the Riddlers, too.
Oh, of course.
He is 86. Peter Marshall, Hollywood Squares guy, is 90. And Ingvar Kamprad,
Brown,
whatever, the guy that owns IKEA.
Oh.
Multi-billionaire Ingvar is 90 today.
Did you know they're a nonprofit? They are a nonprofit organization.
How on earth?
Yeah. We'll go.
How much do they have to give back?
We'll go dig that up. All right, it's 6:20.
Waking up on the right side. This is the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
So last week, after the president undoubtedly wasting millions of your taxpayer dollars, well, he did all of that so he could do the wave at a baseball game with the murderous Cuban dictator Raul Castro. Then, of course, he learned how to dance the tango in Argentina. And then he found it necessary to wind down and play his 281st round of golf when he returned back to the States. Now, if you break down the math, the Washington Examiner reports the president's total golf time since taking office is over 1,100 hours. In other words, 46 full days. So just to recap, dozens of people die in Brussels in the terror attack, including at least 4 Americans, Christian women and children slaughtered in Pakistan on Easter Sunday, and our president seems more concerned with dancing, the wave, and golfing.
From coast to coast, from sea to shining sea, it's the Sean Hannity Show.
Sean Hannity, weekdays at 2 on News Talk 1620.
Does the devil exist? Is there really a fallen angel named Lucifer? When you are tempted, is it really the product of an evil Satan? Russia's master of horror, Sergei Mavrodi, introduces you to Lucifer's Son, Book 1 of the Temptation Chronicles, a national bestseller in Russia. Kirkus Review calls it protracted but deliciously creepy explorations of the macabre. Christine Morris of Forward Review says, Lucifer's Son lays bare the depravity of the human heart as everyday men make bargains with the devil to obtain their desires. Follow the unrelated yet overlapping vignettes. Igor sells his soul on television and deals with the consequences. Andre struggles to survive an unforgiving forest. Lucifer's Son will fill you with fear and anxiety, and you won't be able to put it down until the terrifying conclusion. Lucifer's Son, Book 1 of the Temptation Chronicles by Sergei Mavrodi. Available in ebook or paperback at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and find bookstores everywhere.
It's springtime at Normandy Tractor. That means terrific spring savings on all Kubota tractors and lawn equipment. But now from Normandy Tractor, get lower prices, larger cash rebates, zero down, zero APR financing on the largest selection of farm and ranch equipment. Like the new Kubota L2501 F25 horsepower two-wheel drive tractor with 5-foot Land Pride shredder and 5-foot box blade with teeth for $13,495 minus a $1,300 rebate. Only $12,195 or only $156 per month. Let the Normandy Tractor team help you build your own package deal. Get special pricing on any equipment bought with your new tractor. And don't forget, Normandy Tractor has a large selection of trailers to bring your tractor home. Vernon and the boys at Normandy Tractor ask, why buy used when you can buy new with payments as low as these? Normandy Tractor has financing to fit any budget. Experience the excellence of Kubota at the award-winning Normandy Tractor in Normandy, Texas, corner of Highway 39 and OSR, or online at normandytractor.com. Remember, nobody beats Normandy Tractor. Nobody.
I'm Jennifer Kishinga with Your Money Now. Takata could face about $24 billion in costs to recall its airbag inflators in a worst-case scenario. And that would involve the withdrawal of all airbag inflators made by Takata containing ammonium nitrate, the explosive chemical used in potentially faulty airbags at the center of a global recall. The $24 billion figure exceeds by far industry estimates that Takata could face a recall bill of $3.5 billion. Takata shares tumbled by a fifth in Tokyo today to an all-time low. A private film company in eastern China has agreed to invest at least $500 million in the studio of former Walt Disney boss Dick Cook to make movies to be distributed worldwide. The deal is the latest tie-up between Hollywood and Chinese companies, as China offers overseas producers more investment opportunities, and both look to increase their presence in each other's film industries. On Wall Street, futures pointing to a strong open after stocks posted broad gains yesterday. That's Your Money Now.
It's panic time. The boss just asked you when that new building will be completed, and you haven't even started yet. Well, don't panic. Call the name you know, General Steel. You've known General Steel for decades, and you know they'll save you about half the cost and about half the time of conventional construction. But did you know that General Steel has provided buildings for some of the biggest names in business and government? And did you know the General can provide pre-construction planning services for your total project? And I'll bet you didn't know you can get General Steel quality and save thousands. For example, a 40-foot by 60-foot building for under $22,000, or a 50 by 100 for under $35,000. That's right, 5,000 square feet for under $35,000. And all with General Steel's 50-year structural warranty. So don't panic. Call now and lock in some of the lowest prices this year. 866-95-STEEL. Call 866-95-STEEL today. Quick, the boss is coming. That's 866-957-8335.
Does your business want to reach seniors in the Brazos Valley? Then the upcoming issue of Brazos Wellness Magazine is the place to advertise. Brazos Wellness is a 48-page local publication filled with local articles that active seniors love to read. Plus, it's direct mailed, distributed at racks all over town, and will be available at the upcoming Senior Expo. To place an ad for your business in the Brazos Wellness Magazine for senior living, call Sam Jones with Brian Broadcasting or email sam@brianbroadcasting.com.
Hi, I'm Kevin O'Connor, and this is my commentary. Albeit not the most riveting commentary I've ever come up with, I'm a firm believer in that you spend the money that you've got wisely, and you buy the best that you can at the time. Well, people who are good with money know that being cheap often ends up costing you more in the long run. And here's a list of a few things that you should pay extra for in quality in order to save money later. Cookware. Pots and pans don't last forever, and the crappy ones wear out really quick. Car maintenance, I think, is pretty self-explanatory. Furniture. Solid wood will pretty much last forever. IKEA furniture, not so much. I'm a big guy when it comes to knives. My kitchen knives are great because they hold an edge. If you spend a couple bucks on a knife, it more than likely won't. Shoes. Quality shoes pay for themselves. Period. Clothing. Now, if you're dressing for fashion, you're only going to wear it for a few months anywhere. But classic stuff, spend a little more and make them last as long as possible. This is one I hadn't thought of. Blenders. You can get a blender for about 15 bucks, but the blades and motor wear out, especially if you're into smoothies or margaritas. Bed sheets. Cheap ones, of course, are uncomfortable after a few washes, and they lose their color almost immediately. And a firm believer I am of energy-efficient upgrades. Pay more for good windows and modern appliances. They'll pay for themselves in savings on your utility bills within a few years, and they'll last for more than 15. Don't just take it from me. I found it from the Business Insider. And that's my commentary. I'm Kevin O'Connor. Thank you so much for listening.
News Talk 1620 WTAW. It's 626. So let's check our weather. It's been kind of unusual this week, at least so far. High temperature today, probably about 80 degrees. We do have a 60% chance of some showers. Nothing really around right now. Some of them could be severe later on today, I guess, as the heating takes place. 40% chance of showers tonight. We'll be down to about 64. Tomorrow, a 30% chance of showers will hang around about 76 is the high. We're to 72 on Friday, and the deal there is I think the wind comes around out of the northeast on Friday, gusting up to about 20 miles an hour, but that'll make it nice. And then Saturday and Sunday, looking at sunshine and high temperatures will be in the lower 70s. Right now, winds are out of the southeast. There is a little bit of kind of blowing mist out there, so watch for that, but not too much precipitation. We've got 69 degrees.
If you work for a living and think you're the best at your chosen profession, here's your chance to prove it. Nominations are now open for the 16th year of Best of the Brazos Valley. We're currently accepting nominations in categories for the best in services, places, and food in the Brazos Valley. To nominate your business or your favorite business, go to bestofthebrazos.com. Don't miss your chance to be listed on the ballot. Go to bestofthebrazos.com. That's bestofthebrazos.com.
Boys who don't try to achieve in school often become men who don't try to achieve in life. And a lot of boys are not trying. I'm Mike Carruthers with something you should know. Coming up.
At The Y, it's about more than sports and working out.
It's about making my community better.
Living a healthier life.
Spending time together as a family.
It's where I go to learn and play after school.
The Y strengthens communities.
By helping kids reach their full potential.
Encouraging healthy living.
And inspiring social responsibility.
Get involved. Find a Y near you. Visit YMCA.net.
Dad, if you're not going to listen to me, who will we listen to?
Can we just enjoy the drive?
Jeffrey.
Marcia Gay Harden, how did you get in here?
You're getting older.
Not that old.
Your brain's changing, but there are things you can do to make the most of it as you age.
Really?
So, you'll talk to her about this, but not me. Marcia Gay Harden? Where did she go?
Learn how to help reduce some risks to your brain at brainhealth.gov.
We have a big problem. Boys are losing the will and desire to achieve. Today, 80% of students graduating with honors are girls.
Men now regard working hard to get straight A's as something that girls do. Academic achievement has become unmasculine.
Dr. Leonard Sachs, author of the book Boys Adrift, says boys who lack the desire to achieve in school often become men who lack the desire to achieve in life.
In the United States today, it's unusual to find a white, black, or Latino boy who's spending his weekends working hard to getting an A instead of a B on his Spanish final. Working hard to get an A instead of a B is something girls do.
Why is this happening? The reasons are numerous, and school is one of them.
On parameters of great importance to education, like how long can you sit still, be quiet, and pay attention? The average six-year-old boy can sit still, be quiet, and pay attention for about half as long as the average six-year-old girl. That's a pretty well-established finding, and yet it's a finding most teachers and most principals have never heard of.
What Dr. Sachs has witnessed at over 300 schools around the country is
the teacher saying, Justin, why are you standing? You just went to the bathroom. Please sit down. Jason, what's with the widgeting and the fidgeting? It's very annoying. Now look at Emily. She's being so good. She's sitting still. Could you boys just please sit still and be quiet? The boys get the impression that being good and pleasing the teacher is something girls do.
At somethingyoushouldknow.net, I'm Mike Carruthers, and that's Something You Should Know.
WTAW News Time is 6:30. It's 70 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Good morning, I'm Patrick Seinert. The first day of STAR tests in Texas public schools was marred by problems affecting special needs students who take the online version of the standardized test. College Station officials say 279 students were affected, including 22 who do not know if their tests were accepted. Bryan Associate Superintendent Barbara Ibarra says 40 students encounter problems with software from the state's new testing company. Ibarra was asked what the state might do with the results of online 4th and 7th grade writing assessments, which are not required for promotion.
I think we'll get a no-score report on each of those students, and they will not be included in any calculation.
As for online 5th and 8th grade math and English 1 tests, which are required to advance,
I would anticipate that TEA will have us retest those students in May whose tests were not accepted during this window of time.
With this happening on the first day of testing, Ibarra's message to students and parents is the same as always.
Have a good night's sleep. Have a good breakfast. Come ready to take a test to show what you know, and don't worry about the rest. It'll take care of itself. Be calm, be flexible, and know that we're going to be right there with their child.
Bryan's students had trouble logging in, answers not being saved, losing their electronic place when they left and tried to resume, and being logged off. Tomorrow's College Station City Council agenda includes multiple items about parks, streets, and utility improvements.
The list includes possible action on awarding a contract to design the new Fun for All Park. The city's Parkland Dedication Fund will pay the $207,000 cost. Private funding from civic groups and individuals will supply most of the money for the park that focuses on those with special needs, which will be located south of Central Park. There's a contract for $138,000 to install new chain-link fences and wood decking at five parks, Bee Creek, Jack and Dorothy Miller, Luther Jones, and Wolf Pen Creek. Parks and other College Station facilities will be off limits from distributing handbills. City staffs receive complaints from park users and reports a significant amount of time taken to pick up discarded and unwanted flyers. Council will consider making this a Class C misdemeanor with a fine ranging from $25 to $500. Two street projects are up for council action. There's a design contract of nearly $1 million to extend Lakeway Drive from Rock Prairie to Fitch, and the council's been asked to approve a preliminary engineering contract for the future reconstruction of streets, water, and wastewater around Oakwood Intermediate and A&M Consolidated Middle Schools. Four streets are slated to be rebuilt: Park Place, Hollick, Glade, and Anna. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
A College Station man attempting to sell a pair of shoes outside a local coffee house was arrested after police found more than $5,000 worth of illegal drugs in his apartment. College Station police initially responded to Sweet Eugene's House of Java Friday night on a disorderly conduct call. That led to officers going to the apartment on Marion Pugh and, with a search warrant, discovering $3,000 of psychedelic mushrooms, $1,600 of marijuana, and $800 of hashish oil. Also seized was $1,600 in cash. 19-year-old Jared Stout is out of jail after posting bond following his arrest. A Bryan policeman and a Brazos County Sheriff's deputy talking to three people who were walking on the wrong side of the road began an investigation that led to the trio going to jail. According to the arrest report, the officers thought it was odd the group was out at 6 in the morning on Woodville Road looking for the house of a man who was headed to jail. Combined with the deputy discovering fresh mail scattered along Laura Lane and the policeman finding a gator parked behind a dumpster with fresh tracks from the morning dew, an additional officer was requested. The second policeman then saw the trio breaking into a pickup on Woody Lane. 17-year-old Anna Ledwig and 18-year-olds Joshua Gar and Abdel Mata were arrested for the burglary and unauthorized use of the gator, which was taken from a home from the Primrose Mobile Home Park. Gar and Mata were also charged with evading arrest and breaking into a gumball machine inside a nearby laundromat. There's no update from Texas A&M about where handguns will and won't be allowed on campus, but at Texas Tech, recommendations have been finalized by a task force that will now go to Tech's Board of Regents. At Tech, their policy would ban firearms from the Student Recreation Center, Campus Chapel, any location where professional counseling services are provided, spaces for, used for activities, for camps attended by minors, designated research laboratories, any university event where alcohol is being served legally, and approved performance venues. Tech would also require students with concealed handgun licenses and living in designated campus residences to secure and store the weapon so it's not accessible by anyone but the permit holder. Tomorrow's the 8th annual Chamber Day. Chamber of Commerce Vice President Glenn Brewer says 150 volunteers have a goal of visiting at least 900 businesses to collect information and gather observations.
What do they think about the future, next upcoming year sales, what their hiring is going to be? Let them tell us any issues that they may have.
After combing the Twin Cities, there will be a business after hours gathering at the South College Station campus of CHI St. Joseph's Health. WTAW News Time is 6:35. It's 70 degrees. You can text us your news tips, photos, and videos to 979-695-1620. More news coming up at 7 or on our website, WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zeinert, Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
For the perfect feeling of comfort, call Barker's Heating and Cooling for a new Lennox Home Comfort System. And right now, receive a rebate of up to $1,700 on your qualifying Lennox purchase. Call Barker's Heating and Cooling today for the perfect sale on a system that can make you comfortable this season and throughout the entire year.
Call Barker's Heating and Cooling today at 979-314-0618. That's 979-314-0618. License number TACLA 28101C.
Lennox. Innovation never felt so good.
Aggieland Carpet One presents the Don't Do It Yourself Flooring Sale.
Have you been thinking about replacing your old floors yourself? Why?
When you can get expert advice on the right product and professional installation at affordable prices from the pros at Aggieland Carpet One. During our Don't Do It Yourself Flooring Sale, you can save up to 50% on selected stain-resistant carpet from Lee's and save up to $500 in instant rebates on selected hardwood, laminate, tile, and vinyl. Plus, you'll get Aggieland Carpet One's Healthier Living Installation, the first truly antimicrobial flooring installation process. Come on in during our Don't Do It Yourself Flooring Sale and find out how easy it is to get the floor of your dreams.
Whatever your flooring needs, Aggieland Carpet One Floor and Home has you covered. Hurry in today. Our Don't Do It Yourself sale ends soon. Come see us today at Aggieland Carpet One next to Harley Davidson on Highway 6.
Finance subject to credit approval. See store for details.
6:37, Brazos Valley weather forecast is brought to you by Action Sports, home of the new Can-Am Spyder and Kawasaki Mule Pro FXT. Stop by and see them yourself at Action Sports, 202 Holloman Drive East, or click on actionsportstx.com.
Developing storm to our north will lead to showers and thunderstorms developing today. It'll be cloudy and breezy with a high around 80. Showers and thunderstorms are likely tonight, 60 to 65. Again, today and tonight, we'll be watching out for the potential for severe weather. It'll turn partly sunny tomorrow, high 75 to 80. Tomorrow night, we're partly cloudy, lows 50 to 55. Friday, partial sunshine, highs will be 70 to 75. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Kevin O'Connor. We'll take a look at your sports here in just a bit with the Aggies rattling off another win in baseball. A pair of Aggie basketball players make it to the All-Star team, and one of the women's soccer team is playing on the United States under 20 team for the World Cup. We'll have all that and more coming up in sports here in about 12 minutes.
So, let's see here. We have new poll information.
Oh, good. Because they've been so accurate so far this year.
Yeah, they really have, haven't they? Let's see. Okay, Donald Trump, 42. Ted Cruz, 32. John Kasich, minus 4. Okay, no, I'm kidding. I'm kidding. He's got 22. In a head-to-head matchup, Trump leads Cruz by 2 points. And the poll found that 51% of Kasich supporters would flip to Cruz. 23% would support Trump. So they had a big candidate forum thingy last night on CNN.
Was that the technical term for it?
It's be a thingy. That's exactly right. So, I got a lot of audio. This is all from CNN. Okay, there's. So Donald Trump, they made everybody squirm. I think it was in Houston when they got them to say, would you support the nominee no matter who it is, when Trump was leading. Well, now Trump's saying he's not so sure that he can support the nominee.
Do you continue to honestly, pledge whoever the Republican nominee is?
No, I don't anymore. Look,
you don't?
No, we'll see who it is.
Wait a minute. What the heck is that about?
Hey, he doesn't have to do anything he doesn't want to.
Well, they,
he's Donald Trump.
Yeah, that's basically true. Anderson Cooper asked him, because Trump says, I'm the only one who can solve this whole Taliban terrorist problem.
So phony. I mean, you know, I know you have a couple of people out there because you put them in the audience, but it's so false. It's, you know, the whole thing with the five-second intermissions between sentences. Now, I think I am the one to be able to solve the problem.
Really? Okay. So, and then...
With his chief
Corey Ledowski.
No, he was saying him. Foreign affairs, he would go to himself.
Because he has a great mind. He's had many conversations with himself.
Yes.
That's why he would do well on... He would first consult with himself on international policy. You don't remember that from like a week and a half ago?
Right.
All right.
The man in the mirror.
Yeah.
So Trump didn't back down in defending his campaign manager, Corey Ledowski, Lewandowski,
mm-hmm.
who's been charged with misdemeanor battery, for allegedly grabbing a reporter, despite video apparently showing him grabbing the former Breitbart reporter by the arm and jerking her away from Trump at the campaign event earlier this month. He said, how did I know that those bruises weren't there before?
He was an idiot, but
yeah,
the little that I saw, she said she was taken to the ground and she was not.
No, she wasn't. Well, and he mentions, I think, as he discusses it, that the news conference had lasted for 45 minutes and it was over, and she wanted to continue to ask questions, and that's, you know, right or wrong, that's just not the way that they do that. So she was a little bit wrong in being so pushy on that. Here's Ted Cruz on Mr. Trump.
I'm not in the habit of supporting someone who attacks my wife and attacks my family. I think that is going beyond the line. I think our wives, I think our kids should be off limits. They don't belong in the attacks.
And probably the most telling thing, and it's true, the attraction to Ted Cruz is that, and we've seen it here in Texas, I mean, he's done what he said he was going to do. And there are very few elected officials who do that, again, from last night.
Listen, I'm hard charging. That means I've stepped on some toes. That means I've been focused very hard on fighting those fights, and maybe I should have pulled back some in some circumstances. So it is a strength and a weakness. But I will say this. I am someone who, what you see is what you get. You know what I'm going to do in office. It's what I've done every day. It's what I believe. It's what I've spent my life fighting for.
There you are.
There's a little thread in there that I think is why I lean more towards Cruz than Trump. He said, I may have gone a little too far.
Mm-hmm.
The ability to suggest that, or the ability to accept that he may not always have the right answer, the humility is, I think, a laudable trait in any executive. And I don't think Trump has that or is willing to exhibit it.
That's fair. That's probably a good observation. And that's what happens when you run a company for so long. You seldom want to admit that you've made any mistakes.
No.
Or maybe that you have things
to learn. No, there's plenty of business owners and executives who are just like Cruz and not like Trump. Trump's Trump because he's Trump. He's not successful because he's Trump. He's Trump, and he happens to be successful.
And
because there's plenty of people like Trump who've never made a difference.
And, yeah, and doesn't – and, of course, again – he just talked to himself, and so it works well in an echo chamber.
Yes, absolutely. You're very smart there.
Yeah. And, of course, there's a third guy, John Kasich.
Oh, that guy.
It's just, what in the hell are you doing here?
See, why am I running for president?
Great question.
Yeah, stop.
President?
Yeah.
The best of anybody running, and I believe I have the skills to do it.
Yeah, okay, fine, right, whatever.
Maybe so.
Fine.
Well, Scott's got the skills to be president, too.
Oh, sure, right, yeah, no. Anyway, there. There, we're done. Okay, now John Kasich got to, for all you Kasichites who might be out there,
he's now, just praying for a brokered convention,
yeah,
or a contested
contested,
yeah. Interesting story in the Hill this morning. By the way, we'll talk to Congressman Flores. I think in about 45 minutes. Grassroots Republicans are growing frustrated with their Washington Beltway counterparts,
who they think are giving up the fight for the White House. They see talk of diverting resources from the presidential fight and distancing House and Senate candidates from Donald Trump or Ted Cruz as a surrender. Talk that Trump and Cruz can't beat Hillary represents a pretty disastrous line of thinking, says Chip Salzman, who served as a senior advisor to Mike Huckabee's recent campaign. Despite a chaotic and divisive presidential race, these Republicans say the GOP can unify and defeat Clinton, the likely Democrat nominee, who is deeply flawed.
Yeah.
Anyway, so we'll see. So what kind of a party can you have where your other people who are on the Washington level are going to distance themselves from your presidential nominee?
Now, the party's just in shambles.
But whose fault is that?
The party's.
Yeah.
No, I get it. They took themselves there. What I do like, and I wish they, I wish they could compete better in presidential years, but the Republican Party, and more specifically the, I guess, anti-establishment group, the Tea Party since 2009, have done a really good job in off years.
Yes.
And that's where we, you know, there's actually a chance for those who support conservative and constitutional ideals. That's where we can really, that's sort of our firewall against runaway executives.
Sure. Yeah, I think you're probably right. I don't know. I think a lot of people are just going to stay home. I really think
it's interesting.
And when that happens, when the vote totals go down, all sorts of stuff could take place that you hadn't counted on.
They were talking if Trump doesn't get the nomination and Bernie doesn't get the nomination, Sanders. They're not. There's a lot of people who will not go out and vote this cycle.
Yes,
because then they're very angry at the process, and so we'll see. It's interesting because if you talk to people over in Europe, they're looking at this going, what the hell's wrong with you people?
Well, oh, I just love it when Brits weigh in on our election cycle.
Well, and what's to say is any different because, you know, it's the same thing there. They're the ones who decided to let all these refugees in, and look what it's done to the entire European Union. So, you know, it's not like their leaderships are a bunch of Einsteins. So, you know. And a Democrat House candidate running in Nevada says Harry Reid told him not to run because he's a Muslim. In an email to supporters obtained and posted by Daily Kos, Jesse Sabith said, on August 27th, I was told by Harry Reid, let me be blunt, you're not going to be able to win because you are a Muslim. Yeah, that's
well, I think that's more an assessment than an admonition. I don't think he was saying don't run.
He's just saying this is what's going to happen if you do. But so I guess, well,
I mean, I wouldn't say that, but
you know, well, but whatever. You know, Harry Reid, he's going to come in and inject himself. So
most certainly.
Yeah, okay. You may now be offended and go.
Hi, this is Neil Sperry, and I'll be back with today's Plant Talk Texas right after a word from our sponsor and friends at Producers.
Producer Saturday classes are back in session in the Ag Center by the fireplace. Each week from 11 a.m. until noon, experts will cover a variety of topics for the ag producer and the home gardener. Producer Saturday classes, they're educational and they're free. This Saturday, April 2nd, learn about the Junior Master Gardener Program. Teach your child a love for the outdoors and the satisfaction of growing their own food this week at Producers. Producers, on Texas Avenue in Bryan, just north of 21.
They're related to our most popular fiber. They're cousins to cotton, yet they're among our most popular summertime flowers. As a group, they're all in the hibiscus camp, and it's as if they were designed just for Texas conditions. The hibiscus group of plants. I'll have details right after this message. Homegrown goodness, that's what Mueller is all about. They've been producing quality steel buildings and metal roofing right here in Texas for more than 80 years. Now you can grow a Mueller greenhouse right in your own backyard. They're easy to assemble. Bolt-together greenhouses come in four sizes, from 6x9 to 12x18 feet. They feature a galvanized steel frame and more than 30 designer trim colors from which to choose. With hail-resistant polycarbonate panels, a lockable walk-in door, and windows, a Mueller greenhouse will let the sun shine in while protecting protecting your plants year-round. Get a head start on spring. Don't let the winter chill destroy what you've worked hard to grow all season. Get a homegrown product from a Texas-grown company. Visit them online at MuellerInc.com or give them a call today at 877-2-MUELLER. That's 877-2-MUELLER or MuellerInc.com, MuellerInc.com. Some hibiscus and their relatives are annuals, some are perennials, and still others are woody shrubs. One, that's okra, is even edible. But it won't be the focus of our spotlight. We're going to list some of the best of the hibiscus clan, and then you're going to head out to the garden center to buy them. This is a great time for planting. Let's start with Rose of Sharon, or Althea. This is the woodiest of the bunch. It's a deciduous shrub to 8 to 12 or 15 feet tall and wide, depending on the variety. It flowers in the late spring and early summer. It blooms sporadically through the rest of the summer. Depending on the variety, the flowers are single with 5 petals or double with multiple petals, and colors will include white, lavender, rose, and combinations of the three. Altheas are most common in older neighborhoods where they've been growing for decades. However, more and more gardeners are rediscovering them for urban gardens, and you'll commonly see them in the backs of perennial beds, also along property lines where they can screen and delineate boundaries. Then there are tropical hibiscus. These are also shrubs, but they will tolerate absolutely no freezing weather. As such, they should either be planted into the ground and allowed to freeze come winter, or kept in pots so they can be brought into the garden room or the greenhouse over the winter. They do not survive well in garages during the dark days of December and January. Tropical hibiscus have dark green, glossy leaves and single or double flowers in brilliant shades of red, pink, white, yellow, orange, and lavender. Like all the members of the family, they bloom best in full sun. Keep them growing actively via regular watering and feeding to keep them producing flower buds constantly. Then we have hardy hibiscus, or mallows. These are gorgeous. They're winter hardy clear into Canada with immense flowers 8 to 10 inches across, always single and always in shades of red, pink, or white. They make large clumps. The tops die back to the ground each winter and then return the following spring. They're very coarse textured, so put them at the back of the garden. Hollyhocks are biennials. However, we also now have some annual types that will grow and bloom in the same season. They'll get 30 to 50 inches tall. They're beautiful, and their flowers are along vertical spikes. Turk's cap. If you want a strong-growing perennial that will brighten its part of the garden and drive the butterflies and hummingbirds wild, this is the one. It grows quickly to 4 to 5 feet tall, although there are dwarf forms available. There are ornamental cotton varieties. There's just a whole lot going on in the hibiscus clan. I'm Neil Sperry, Container Gardening, in our next program. Until then, happy gardening.
Honey, and good morning, sports fans. I'm Kevin O'Connor with your WTAW Sports, brought to you by Atkinson Toyota. It is 6:52. The number one Aggie baseball team was on the road last night.
Banks is going. We're showing bunt, and here he goes to third, and the ball is then off the glove of the third baseman, and it goes out into left field, and he'll come in to score, and there you got a run in, and it's 7-2.
Well, that was just a little insurance, as Nick Banks, Hunter Melton, and J.B. Moss got 3 hits apiece, and the Aggs registered a 7-2 win over the number 25 Houston Cougars at Schroeder Park last night. The win marked the Aggies' 25th consecutive midweek victory, and it came against the team that gave A&M their last midweek loss all the way back in 2014. The Maroon and White continue their 5-game road trip with a 3-game series at number 3 Florida. That starts on Friday in Gainesville. All the games for Aggie baseball available on Sports Radio 1150 and The Zone 102.7 FM. The National Association of Basketball Coaches announced the roster for the 2016 Reese's Division I All-Star Game, and the list of standouts from around the country include a pair of Aggies, Daniel House and Jalen Jones. The Reese's Division I College All-Star Game will be played at NRG Stadium in Houston as part of the 2016 NCAA Men's Final Four. The teams are composed of 10 outstanding senior athletes from Division I institutions around the country. And speaking of hoops, officials from both schools announced this week that Texas A&M and the University of Southern California, USC, will face off in men's basketball non-conference action in each of the next 2 seasons. The first meeting will take place at Reed Arena on November the 18th of this year, with the Aggies making the return trip to L.A. to face the Trojans in the Galen Center in the fall of 2017. Texas A&M soccer standout Allie Watt has been selected to participate in the U.S. Under-20 Women's National Team during training camp, Watt was one of 26 players selected for a team as they continue preparation for the 2016 FIFA Under-20 Women's World Cup. In Lone Star NBA action last night, James Harden scored 27 and the Houston Rockets rallied from 20 down to knock off the Cleveland Cavaliers 106-100, but they did it without LeBron James, who was resting last night. Here's Rockets coach J.B. Bickerstaff on James Harden.
He's playing the game, you know, the right way. I think he's getting everybody involved early and allowing the ball to move. You know, I thought we had a great first quarter that way. The second quarter, they bogged us down. But, you know, because he was making passes early, it loosened them up a little bit for him late. And he was making passes to guys who were converting. So, you know, he's not protecting himself. You know, he's reading the game and making the plays necessary as the game goes along.
In the Cactus League, Chris Sales pitched into the sixth inning as the Chicago White Sox beat the Texas Rangers 6-2 in spring training. Speaking of Rangers, they have acquired catcher Brian Holiday in a trade with the Detroit Tigers. Holiday hit .281 with two homers and 13 RBIs in 24 games with Detroit last season. The Dallas native played his college ball at TCU. In the NHL, Redick Faxa and Jason Spezza scored 46 seconds apart in the second period, and the Dallas Stars were on a roll. Here's Roger Emmerich with more on Big D.
Stars win on home ice.
And that's going to do it for this one. Predators now have dropped two in a row. The Stars with two empty net goals in the last minute 55 come away with a 5-2 victory over the Nashville Predators here tonight.
Coach Lindy Ruff.
I thought our game was okay tonight. I don't think we skated as well. The energy and, you know, some of our playmaking, some of our passing was off. So I don't think we played our best. I don't think we played our worst, though. We found a way to win when we didn't play our best, and sometimes in 82 games you have to do that.
Roger Emmerich, TSN Sports.
And finally, following four nervous days of hand-wringing by American soccer fans, Team USA got back on track for a berth in the 2018 World Cup with a 4-0 rout of Guatemala last night behind goals from Clint Dempsey, Jeff Cameron, Graham Zusi, and Jose Altidore. Team USA goalie Brad Guzman, one of five new starters for the Americans following a listless 2-0 loss to Guatemala this past Friday. He only had to make two saves in recording the clean sheet. And that's your sports brought to you by Atkinson Toyota in Madisonville and Bryan, helping folks in the Brazos Valley go places. I'm Kevin O'Connor on News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Warranties. That's another item every roofing company is promising you. Inevitably, if you've been in business for any length of time, you'll have a warranty issue. Our advice is simple. Trust but verify. Don't take everything that's said as fact. Ask the roofing company for a person which they had to honor their warranty. For peace of mind, go with the name the Brazos Valley has known for decades. Schulte Roofing, home of the Bulletproof Roof Guarantee.
Schulte Roofing, the home of the Bulletproof Roof.
When you think of Texas A&M Athletics on WTAW, think of the businesses sponsoring the games of your favorite team.
Businesses like Pioneer Steel, Coldwell Banker, Agtown Realtors, and Rudy's Barbecue.
Here's a big gig'em to these sponsors of Texas A&M Athletics. You're listening to the flagship station for Texas A&M Athletics, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
A couple of minutes till News Talk 1620. That's us. It's the Infomaniacs. Okay. Acquired over a 40-year period, 20,000 bottles of wine from oil baron William Koch's cellar will go on auction at Sotheby's on May 19th. But if you want to buy some, bring money. Lots of money. The blockbuster sale spread across 3 days, close to half of the billionaire's total collection. His collection is estimated to go for $10.5 to $15 million. One bottle said to be worth close to $60,000.
That's a lot of vino.
Man, it can't be that good. No, you know what I'm saying? I mean, let's talk about your typical $10,000 bottle, you know, really.
Because, yeah, you know, you crack one of those open every now and
at
again.
At what point could it be worth that?
I
only when
clue.
People are, you know, willing to pay.
Yep. I heard a story about a wife of a local vinatorium type place, a high-end restaurant. Opened the door. They were celebrating the opening of their new restaurant and opened the door. She didn't realize the $4,000 bottle of wine reserved for that occasion was next to the door jam.
Oopsie.
And,
well, what's it doing there?
Hopped on the asphalt.
What's it doing there?
Oh, she was probably in a hurry.
A baggy-clothed homeless man walks up and down Minneapolis streets begging for money. Decided to walk into a cafe 2 weeks ago instead of turning the man away. The 25-year-old owner of Abby's Cafe said, why don't you have a job? you've got nothing to give me, right? Here, a free. He said, nothing was given to me free, right? So why should you get anything? He said, well, I've had a lot of felonies, and nobody wants to hire me. So instead of turning him down, she offers him a job washing dishes.